I'm obsessed, obsessed with passive and residual income. Let's talk about it. Obsessed. Grant Cardone has a great book out entitled Be Obsessed or Be Average. If you ever watch children, my son's like this. I don't think everyone shares this, but I have this obsessive gene. If I do something, I tend to go overboard. I get too involved. You know, I'm the guy that if I decide I'm gonna get some chickens, all of a sudden I end up with 50 chickens, a super coop for them, and next thing I know, I'm thinking about selling eggs. Like, this is just how my brain functions, you know. If someone bought me a piano, I'd go from wanting to practice the piano to try to figure out, you know, maybe I could be a perfect, like, I just can't help it. That's how my brain works. The things I get obsessed over, I begin to try to figure out, you know, how could I make money with this? How could I do this in a bigger way? Or a different way, I guess you might say. And all my life, I've been obsessed with the idea of being able to make money from my house. Didn't have to be my house, but I mean, outside of a job, that this idea that maybe I could do something once or twice, or, you know, make something and I would just collect royalties, I would collect, you know, passive income, I would request residual income. And this has led me down a lot of rabbit holes my entire life. And to this day, I'm still as an adult. I mean, this started as a teenager. I'm obsessed with passive income. And to be honest, it's, you know, it's not always been healthy. I think in the end it's served me well, but it's not healthy. Like, it's altered the way that I invest. You know, traditional investment advisory, if I was to go to before a traditional advisor and show him my portfolio and show him my finances, he would probably be appalled. Like, he'd be like, what are you doing? You know, you're so heavily weighted in REITs, and you have all this, you have money and income, like, all this is similar. And I said, no, man, I'm obsessed with cash flow. I'm obsessed with royalties. I'm obsessed with dividends. I'm obsessed with just me doing something once, and then the money just keeps coming. I published a trading ebook, I don't know, years ago on Amazon. It's kind of like how I trade the stock market. And I didn't promote it. I haven't told anyone. I just wrote it and published it on Amazon. And you know, I make about $20 a month, every month for like the last 2 years from that ebook. Now, 20 bucks, like, you know, what is that, right? It's not, that's nothing. But think about it. It makes me, you know, I'm kind of proud of that money. I mean, I get $20. Amazon pays me for something that I did once. You know, I put this little ebook together. I published it. It's nothing amazing. You know, and I've sold hundreds and hundreds of copies. Not promoting. I don't need to promote it. You know, I'm not a coach to stock traders. I like it. I shared my knowledge, and now I collect a little royalty. It's a tiny royalty, but what if I started writing dozens and dozens? What if I wrote 200 trading books? I mean, maybe I make $50 a day or $100 a day. And believe me, I've thought about that. Like I said, my personality, I'm rather obsessive. And so my mind has thought that. What if I, to tell you my mind, I thought, what if I republished the same book with a different color cover and a different title, and like maybe one chapter in the front different, one in the back different, but I made 200 copies of, you know, not 200, but let's say 50 versions of this book, or realistically say 20 versions of this book, and I published all 20, people searching would find different ones and they would buy different ones, and I would, you know, maybe I'd make $100 a month. You know, I don't know that it's worth all that effort, but this is the rabbit hole my mind goes down. And as a young man, that sent me down the rabbit hole of network marketing. It sent me down this idea of like, well, all of a sudden then I'm seeing like, wow, there's people doing that in real estate. And then, wow, you can do that through REITs. And wow, you can do that through, and there's a lot of ways that you can do this. You can write books. I've done that. I've written 5 books. And I've made money with that. I've made money from a book I wrote. I wrote a book in 2008 entitled The Money Flow. And it was my approach, my philosophy, my thoughts on how to promote a network marketing program without talking to your friends and family. I don't recruit friends and I don't recruit family. I go to strangers and I do it with postcards. And I wrote a book called The Money Flow in which I teach this idea of how, and today, you know, closing in on recruiting over 100,000 people by mail from home, you know, using a book and postcards. So work I did one time. And so a book I wrote in 2008, you know, 55,000 copies have been purchased. I wrote it once. Like I've literally not even done an update. Like I've done nothing to this book. And I've continued to generate hundreds of thousands of dollars in gross sales from a book I wrote in 2008. You know, in gross revenue. Now, I'm not selling all those books. I have affiliates and they earn, just like Amazon gives me a cut. You know, whenever one of my books sells on Amazon, Amazon gets paid, I get paid, right? Same with my books. Whenever one of my books sells, I actually get about 30% of that. And then whoever was my affiliate that promoted my book, they get paid. But that's something I created. I set that up. Why? Because I was obsessed. I'm obsessed with this idea of passive income. And so for me to, you know, get down in the weeds and get crazy and go down this rabbit hole of literally like going broke to buy rental real estate, like keep, you know, telling my, just spending every dollar. You know, you hear about people going broke in debt. Like I did that, but it was to buy real estate. But here's the thing. I bought them at like beautiful prices. Most of these are bought at perfect, you know, I won't say perfect, but, you know, good times. I'm buying during the foreclosure, you know, during the 2008 housing crisis. I'm buying, I'm just buying all the time. I'm always looking to buy real estate. And I'm always promoting my books through the mail. I don't really promote the one on Amazon. I just kind of did that to see what that would be like. But I'm obsessed with these ideas of how can I make money from home. I went down the rabbit hole of like selling products on Amazon, and that's a way you could do it. I didn't feel like my skill set lent to that. That wasn't really my, but I tell you what, you know, if I'd have been broke 5 years ago, I think I would have been all over that. Anybody could have had that opportunity. Anybody listening to my voice right now could have private labeled products, sold them on Amazon. But the only way you would have done that is you would have been obsessed with this idea of finding ways to make money residually, passively, as an affiliate, as a royalty, as a dividend, as an interest payment. So all of those are avenues that are open to you. And the way that I've done it is I just went down rabbit holes of various ones. And so, you know, when I really learned about publicly traded REITs and that some of these were paying 10, 15, some of them 20% interest, like 20%. Do you understand that means that's $2,000 they're paying you every year for 10 grand. Now, people will say, well, yeah, but there's risk. Dude, I assume that. I look at it. I understand the risk. I look at it. I go, cool. I go get $10,000 as fast as I can. And so for me, that's what jobs were. Jobs weren't for me to feed my family and do that. I did do that with them. But to be honest, since about the age of 16, the only reason I had a job was to be able to acquire things that paid me passive income. I mean, the only reason I worked at the prison was so that I could get money so that I could, you know, mow yards so that I could take that money and use it to buy magazine ads and spend thousands of dollars on postage and mailing and doing things in a big way where other people are coming into my field, you know, and they're tiptoeing around and they're doing this and they're doing that. I'm running full page ads in national magazines. I'm mailing, you know, 500 postcards a week. I'm doing 200 follow-ups. I'm taking 50 phone calls. And so I'm just recruiting people, putting, you know, now I'm getting profit checks, commission checks, right? Because as you recommend a product or recruit someone, you know, if it's an affiliate program or a network marketing program, you're making money. And so in about 10 years, marketing online, I put like 200,000 people into this survey company where they pay people to take these surveys on the internet, and they pay you like a dollar to take a survey, and after you get to $20, they'll send you a check. And so companies will hire them, Tide, Kraft, diaper companies, just consumer companies, to do these supposedly scientific, you know, surveys where they can get actual data to help modify their product. So people who were going to do these surveys would get like a sample of the product, they would use it, then they would fill out this survey, and the survey might be 100, 150 questions, but you get free product and you would get paid. Well, it was a referral program. It says if you refer someone, every time they take a survey, you get like a dollar, it was like, or 50 cents. Well, I went down that rabbit hole and I hooked that up where I was referring, at one time, I was referring 300 people a day. 300 people a day. Dude, you don't go down that rabbit hole unless you're obsessed with finding ways to make interest, coupon payments, dividends, collect rent, receive royalties, commissions. Like, you have to be obsessed with the idea. And when you become obsessed with the idea, you start seeing ways to do it in all different kinds of ways. All of a sudden, you're just going along and you're like, oh, hell, you're telling me if I tell people to go here? But here's the thing. Most people have no outlet in which to tell people. They don't have anyone to tell. It's just them. You know, they got 30 friends on Facebook. It's all friends and family. Well, hello, friends and family often don't want to do anything that's going to financially benefit you. Go get a job as a car salesman. Most of your friends won't even buy a car from you. And if they do, they want you to hook them up for free. And so you got to take these ideas and these business ventures, not to your friends, not to your family, but take them to strangers. See, strangers have all the money you want. It's in their pockets, purses, wallets, checkbooks, and credit cards. And so strangers, you know, you make a good impression, or you put forth a good advertisement, or you somehow tickle their fancy in such a way, and they'll be happy to exchange their money with you. They don't remember you from sixth grade, you know. They didn't put your diapers on. And so these people will, if they're of like mind, do business with you. And so I had built a website because I saw that there was this stuff on the internet that if you referred people, you could make a lot of money, but you had to have a mailing list. Now, social media has destroyed all of that. And, well, I shouldn't say destroyed, it's coming back. But I was an early email marketer. I built a website where I could attract an audience. It was free to opt in. And then I began to just shove, you know, ebooks, survey programs, network marketing deals, ebooks. I made almost $100,000 in like a 3-year period selling this ebook on how to day trade the S&P 500. And I did it through emails. I didn't talk to anyone. Just every single day at 1 o'clock, my computer sent out an email to everyone that had opted into my website in the last 24 hours. Just over and over and over. And so I had a series of 5 emails that went out after someone opted into my website. The first one promoted a company called WorldWinner. They gave me a tiny royalty on everyone that opted into their site and played their games. They had these online cash games. Next one was for a casino. The next one was for a free subscription to Netflix. The next one was for a free subscription to Golf, I think it was Golf Magazine or InShape. The magazine changed from time to time. And so I had about a 6-7 year run where I'm promoting various affiliate programs, opt-in offer, surveys. Oh, while I'm doing that, I'm buying rental properties. Oh, while I'm doing that, I'm investing in dividend stocks like REITs and income funds. I'm obsessed with it. Like, I'd rather do that than go on vacation. It gave me great joy. Like, my investments gave me joy. And so I would get up to work, rise and grind, and I would try to work 8 days a week. Now, even today, I only work 7. I'm not working 8. Like I used to, but I like what I'm doing. But because I was so obsessed with this idea of passive income, residual income, affiliate income, commissions and profits, you know, I didn't need a job. Like, very quickly, I worked a job out of the Army for 3 years. And the last year, I didn't even need to be there. You know, I did that for, you know, I worked a job for 3 years. And now at this point, I'm like 30 years old. Now I'm 48 and I haven't had a job since. And it's all because of interest and dividends and rents and royalties and commissions and profits. It's not one thing. It's a series of like 50 things paying me money. But that comes from not being average, not being normal, not kind of becoming freaking obsessed. Like Grant talks about in his book, be obsessed or be average. And I'm going to say to you, be obsessed or be average. What do you want to be? You want to be an average guy? Here's what the average guy does. He sees something like that that might can make him some money. He's excited about it for as long as his pea brain can hold it in his brain, which is about 30 days. He loses interest, doesn't follow through with what he said he was going to do, and he moves on and he hops from thing to thing to thing, never going down the rabbit hole. You got to go down the rabbit hole, man. I've met people that did this in... First time I'd met someone who went down the rabbit hole and made some money, there was a network marketing company in the 90s called Metabolife. Now, I'm too young and stupid to know how to do this stuff, but I met this guy as I'm learning about these things. And I meet this guy, and at the time, he was in his 40s. He owned a little retail store at the mall back when, you know, there's all kinds of cool retail things. And it was like dumb stuff. It was like knives and samurai swords, that dumb stuff you see at like flea markets. And you're like, who buys this? But it's like 10-year-old boys buying it, right? And he made money. Like, he would make hundreds of dollars a day just selling this junk. Well, that wasn't the only thing this guy did. You know, this guy had some properties. He had some partnerships with other stores in the mall. Like, this guy was running a little freaking empire, but he's running it out of this store where he sold junk, in my opinion. Well, then this Metabolife MLM kicked off. And it was kind of a knockoff of this particular weight loss product that was super hot. And so he had a little display for it in his store. And he's doing direct mail. He's running ads in magazines. He has advertisements going in his store. And before long, he's shutting down his store. And I said, what's up? And he said, dude, he had brought in like thousands of people into this thing. And he was making like $70,000, $80,000 a month just promoting this silly weight loss herbal supplement. This was in the 90s. Crazy, right? Well, that company eventually ended up going out of business, but I'm telling you, this is the kind of guy that would have took the 70 and he probably started buying other things. Why? He's obsessed. He was obsessed with the idea of passive and residual income. People give up because it doesn't happen fast enough. And in my experience, they just don't go down the rabbit hole. They just don't go down the rabbit hole. When you get your first dividend payment in your hand, pow, log into your account, and there's $118, and you did no work, it's addictive, man. And I have a friend who's got millions in dividend stocks. I would love just to see the notifications every day to check my phone, and it says $800, $900, $1,100. He's getting these every day. Every day, right? That's crazy. Every day. And yet you go through high school and not a teacher one told you this. Why didn't anyone tell you about this? You know, why didn't anyone say, hey, just because you're 15 doesn't mean you can't invest in a REIT paying 20%. Maybe you throw $1,000 in there and you make a couple $100 a year and that becomes $3,000 and $5,000 and $10,000. Like, and then the kid keeps adding to it. You know, I've talked about that on other things. You should kind of college with $100,000. But you have to be obsessed, right? You have to go down this rabbit hole. You have to go down the rabbit hole and stop being closed-minded. I get that a lot in my industry and within the network marketing industry, in which I've written, I don't know, 5 books on now. People will start to criticize it, and I just want to punch them in the face. I'm like, you don't even know what you're talking about. I know hundreds of people that have been made millionaires from this. You make $30,000 a year and you're criticizing it. It doesn't even make sense. You know? I made $100,000 getting people to take surveys. No one told me in high school you could do that. Well, you can't, like at the time when I went to high school. But the world's changed. And just going down these rabbit holes, I was able to find that. I was able to do that. You know, I'm kicking my ass. I missed the Amazon where I could just create my own product and resell it, have it manufactured in China and be put on Amazon. Holy Christ, there's people making millions of dollars doing that. And what, you had to spend a year of work and time and effort and put money into it and actually take a risk and take a chance? That's what you'd have to do. That was the only barrier. The only barrier was hard work and risk. And I didn't do it. Still mad at myself.